Hachette Audio presents Boomsday, written by Christopher Buckley and read by Janine Garofalo.
Thank you, Wendy Wong in Washington, for that report on the deteriorating economic situation. In Florida today, another attack on a gated community by youths protesting the recent hike in the Social Security payroll tax. Several hundred people in their 20s stormed the gates of a retirement community in the early hours this morning. Residents were assaulted as they played golf. Demonstrators seized carts and drove them into water hazards and bunkers. Others used spray paint and garden implements to write slogans on the greens. One such message gouged into the 18th green read, "Boomsday Now." The word refers to the term economists use for the date this year when the first of the nation's 77 million so-called baby boomers began to retire. The development has put a tremendous strain on the Social Security system that in turn has sent shockwaves through the entire U.S. economy. A maintenance worker at the golf course said it might be, quote, weeks before residents were able to play golf. In other news today, the vice president has shot yet another lawyer. This time, he says, in self-defense. Chapter 1. Cassandra Devine was not yet 30, but she was already tired. Media training, they called it. She'd been doing it for years, but it still had the ring of potty training. Today's trainee was the chief executive officer of a company that administered hospitals, 28 of them throughout the southeastern United States. In the previous year, it had lost $285 million and one-third of its stock market value. During that same period, the client had been paid $3.8 million in salary plus a $1.4 million performance bonus. Corporate Crime Scene, the primetime investigative television program, was doing an exposé and had requested an interview. In her negotiations with the show's producers, Cass had learned that they had footage of him boarding the company jet, $35 million, wearing a spectacularly loud Hawaiian shirt and clenching a torpedo-shaped, indeed torpedo-sized cigar in his teeth while hefting a bag of expensively gleaming golf clubs. Unfortunate as it was, this footage was only the appetizer. The main cinematic course was video of the company's recent annual executive retreat at a Bahamas resort of dubious taste. It showed the client, today's trainee, along with his fellow executive retreatants, doubtless exhausted after a hard day of budget cutting and crunching numbers, drinking rum punch dispensed from the breasts of anatomically correct female ice sculptures, to the accompaniment of a steel drum band, a limbo bar, and scantily clad waitresses dressed as, oh dear, mermaids. It would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?